Praise the Lord tonight, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And I am rejoicing and I am glad in it. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. We welcome you to our Bible study via conference call Sanctuary. Amen. Hallelujah. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We invite you to peruse the website to see the host of things and to be blessed and impacted by what it is that the Holy Spirit has released, amen, through CSDC, whether it be prayers or Bible study podcasts or sermons, amen, hallelujah, revelatory knowledge, amen, or prophetic exhortations, prophetic words, amen. We want you to be blessed, amen, hallelujah. We are located at 323 Post Avenue, amen, in Westbury, New York, 11590, amen. We invite you out to fellowship with us, amen, on Sundays at 11 a.m. Sunday school and Sundays at 12:30 Spirit and Truth Worship Service, amen. Where the Bible comes alive before your very eyes, you can believe that we are the bride that is on fire. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we move forth, amen, in this Bible study lesson on tonight, amen, I just want to remind you of the last words that God spoke to us, amen, pertaining to the consecration, beloved, amen. God is calling CSDC, amen, to this is a season of consecration, hallelujah. And remember, in these seasons, there are deeper levels of consecration that we can go, amen. And so we thank God, hallelujah, for speaking to us, for calling us closer unto him. Amen, hallelujah. And when God tells you to do something, he also gives you the grace to do the very thing that he has called you to do. So I'm excited tonight about this Bible study lesson, amen, that is coming forth on consecration, amen.
Amen.
And I also want to share with you, amen, that once God speaks to you or call you to something, the enemy will fight you and try you concerning that thing, amen. And so we are a teaching ministry. We don't want to just God spoke consecration and we just tell you to consecrate and you figure it out. No, we're going to teach you, amen, a biblical view, amen. We want to know God's thoughts toward consecration. So you're going to see that there's going to be a lot of teaching. Amen. Hallelujah. God has already begun to move me in to the consecration. Hallelujah. There is a preparation to move into what it is that God would have for us to do. Amen.
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 Amen, beloved. So tonight, amen, I'm going to ask the Sister Marlena Purcell, if you can, woman of God, can you just open us up in prayer tonight?
Yes, hi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you, God, in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we come, humble as we know how, Lord. We come to you tonight, Lord, asking you to bless this consecration teacher, Father God. Father God, open up our ears so we may hear what the Spirit is saying, God, and let us get it rooted and grounded down into our spirit so we may not sin against you, Father God, in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus. Father God, as Sister Frances teaches this lesson, Father God, we ask you to speak through her as she open up her mouth, God. Give her the words to say in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus. Let teacher become easy to her, Lord, in the mighty and the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to have your way on this line tonight like never before. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that heartfelt prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And I saw that the woman of God that bringing forth the word tonight, that she was quickened. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm excited about what God is about to do. Amen. So, beloved, without further ado, we ask that you give your attention to the Holy Spirit tonight. Ooh. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't wash your dishes. Don't be cooking. Don't be doing none of that. Give God your focus tonight. Amen. On the conference call sanctuary. Amen. Amen. As God is using this woman of God to instruct us in righteousness. Amen. I release the line now to Sister Francis Brown. Amen. Let us praise God, even as God brings us forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I welcome everybody. Glory. Hallelujah. To the conference call sanctuary. Hallelujah. Cornerstone Deliverance Church, to this Bible study, glory to God. And as the apostle said, hallelujah, first I give honor to Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle Asia Hurd, who is the founder and also the overseer of Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and to Bishop Isaac Hurd, glory to God, who we just recently celebrated his birthday, hallelujah. And we had such a sweet fellowship, glory to God. It said how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we had unity that day, and we had a good time, glory to God. And I just take a praise and God for all those that are on the line tonight, hallelujah. And those that will even be listening afterwards, glory to God. I greet you in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. And as Apostle Asia Hurd said, we are on the topic tonight of consecration. And the topic is consecration set apart for the master's use. Now, I'm just going to set a little background, and we're going to work towards building our lesson tonight. Now, this topic, as you know, is very important, glory to God, especially in this time that we're living in and in Christendom. And not only that, but in our personal lives, and especially for us here at CSDC, Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is directed to us as a corporate body. This is the time that we must adhere to and come in agreement with what God is doing in Cornerstone Deliverance Church and to receive all that he has in store for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that all of us, and even those that are listening or will be listening, we have been in a holding pattern for a long time. And it's now time for us to see the glory of God, to see the hand of God in our lives. Yes, we see the blessings of God. God is opening doors. He's paying our bills, and he's healing our body. But there's more to God than that. Hallelujah. God is doing a great thing. He calls us here to Cornerstone Deliverance Church into this ministry. And you know that we're waiting to move into our new building. You know, we're building this ministry, and we're facilitating the vision of Apostle Asia Hurd. So we have to be able to come in agreement and in alignment with what God is doing for us. So there's more to it than the blessings that we have been seeing. So now we don't want to, after waiting so long in our personal life, and even waiting now since we've been in this ministry, we don't want to abort or forfeit the blessings that is awaiting us. Now, a lot of Christians is in denial and about their Christian walk, and they think that God is going to bless us anyhow, in spite of, you know, in spite of us, how we are. You know how we do and how we say. We say that's just the way I am. God knows my heart. God's working on me. God's not through with me yet. This is, you know, it may be true, these facts. It may be true what we're saying, But this is the terminology that the Christians are using, and it's just an excuse to justify the flesh and cause us to stay as we are. No change and no growth. You know, we feel entitled because we know that we have received promises from God, prophecies over our lives, the things that God has spoken in our lives. But this is the same mentality that the children of Israel had. They wandered in the wilderness because of doubt, living according to the course of the world, following after their flesh, and
my God,
in the heathen practices. They felt that they were entitled, you know, because they were chosen, they were Israel, that they were going to still receive the promises of God. But let's take a look at a scripture here. Let's go to Genesis, the 6th chapter. And when you get it, let's say amen. Genesis 6th chapter. And we're going to read the first 3 verses. The first person that gets it, can you read it, please?
Amen. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters was born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
Now, in the beginning, the first scripture there, the second verse, it says that the sons of God saw. Now, doesn't that sound familiar right there in Genesis? Eve, what happened when she saw the fruit? What did she do? Okay, and now we have that scripture, Genesis 3:6. It says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant for the eyes, and the tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took up the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. You see, the lust of the eyes. What is that scripture? Can somebody tell me what is that scripture in the New Testament where it talks about what is in the world? And we're talking about the eyes now in this particular scripture in Genesis. Does anybody know what scripture I'm referring to? Where it talks about what's in the world.
Okay. The lust of the eye, the pride of life.
Yes, it is. Yes. That is 1 John 2:16. It says, all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Here we have, it said that the sons of God saw the daughters of the men that were fair, and they took them wives, all which they chose. The lust of the eyes, they took it upon themselves. Here it is. We had the sons of God who were separated from the world. And we know that in the word, God had given commandment to the children of Israel what not to do. And one of the things were not to intermingle with the other nations and take wives from these outside nations. But yet, this is what the sons of God did, because the flesh was alive. The flesh was ruling, and they chose of themselves. They chose the wives. It wasn't God, okay? And
amen.
It said that in the scripture, in the third verse, it says that God will not always strive with man. Who can tell me what the word strive means? Somebody give me the definition of strive.
To strive, to walk with, to be with.
Okay. Anybody else? All right, we in Bible study. Anybody else want to jump in there? All right,
to
the word
strive. To seek, to make an effort, to make an effort to achieve, to obtain. To strive means to walk with, to make an effort to achieve something or to obtain something.
Okay.
To struggle or fight vigorously.
Okay, there you go. That struggle, it also means to contend, to struggle in opposition with another, to be in contention or dispute. Okay? Now, the reason God said this was because in those verses, there were sons of God in the earth. He saw that man was all, he said that man is also flesh, and they would allow the flesh to overpower and govern their lives to depart from God.
My God.
They desired the things of the flesh more than him. So he knew that man would reject him and his spirit would depart. Now, one of the things that I love about God, and as everybody else would know, that God deals with all of us, and he deals with us for a long time.
Yes.
He's a long-suffering God. God, he doesn't give up so easily on us. And thank God for that. Thank God for his mercy. But it comes a time when God's grace is no longer extended to an individual. Now, somebody would say, no, I don't believe that. God is love. Then you tell me, how do you think we, the Gentiles, are able to serve God now? Because Israel was rejected by God and cut off. You see, that's that denial. You know, that's that ignorance when it comes to walking with God. We got to be careful with this fluff gospel that is out here now.
Amen.
You know, the heresies, you know, the man ways of teaching the word of God. We got to be careful with that. You know, and we thank God that God's grace, you know, is extended to us, but we've got to be careful also that it will, we don't allow it to run out on us. Because the children of Israel allowed the flesh to rule and caused them to forfeit the promise of God of entering into the promised land. Somebody turn to Numbers 14, 29 and 30. Numbers 14, 29 and 30. Anybody have that?
Numbers 14, 29 through 30 reads as thus, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun.
Okay, now you see there in the scripture, you know, the children of Israel, they went about establishing their own righteousness and doing what they wanted to do, okay? And we were talking about striving. You know, God dealt with them a long time. You know, he would send his prophets, he would send his word, and he would tell them to repent, to come back, and I will bless you. And he did that for years, years on top of years. He strove with the children of Israel. But we know that sin cannot dwell in God's presence and that God is not going to accept just anything from us. So therefore,
Amen.
Like we said, it came to a point in time where it was over for the children of Israel. And we see here, because of that, they were not able to enter into the promised land. After all those years of suffering and waiting, that promise was forfeited because their flesh was ruling and they refused to obey the voice of God.
My God.
One of the things that is missing from the Christian walk is reverential fear for the things of God. Let's turn to Hebrews 4, 1 and 3. Now we're going somewhere. We're talking about consecration. We're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 4, 1 through 3.
Hebrews 4, 1 through 3.
Go ahead. You can read it, Minister.
Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us...
See, hold it right there. So mm-hmm. So you see in that part right there, it says, should seem to come short of it. So then there's a possibility that we can miss the mark, that we won't make it, we won't measure up. It is a possibility that we can lose out, that we can forfeit the things of God. Keep reading.
Amen.
For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Now, who is them?
The Jews.
Can anybody tell me who is them? Them is the children of Israel. The very ones that allowed the flesh to rule. They let the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, they went and choose and decided to do what they wanted to do because it wasn't mixed with faith. Okay? They didn't believe. They didn't trust God. They didn't take God at his word. They went about establishing their own righteousness, doing what they thought was right in their own eyes. Read.
For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Now look at that. It was already set and done. It was established from the foundation. It was there waiting for the children of Israel. For what it was waiting for them to come up to it. All things are made ready for us. But the thing is, we have to say, are we ready for it? Glory to God.
Mm.
All right? We have to be able to enter into the things that God has already set from the foundation of the earth. Now we say, what does all this have to do with consecration? Well, we're going to see that this all ties in. We're going somewhere, amen, in the word of God tonight. It's
Amen.
Time for us
Amen.
To get the fear of God back so that we can start obeying the voice of God. All right? Hebrews 2 and 1. And it reads, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let it slip. Okay? We got to take heed to what we are hearing. We got to mix it with faith. Now, a lot of times mm-hmm. when we hear the word, we either don't believe it, we don't think that's for us, well, I don't believe that, or we don't move right away. That means we're weighted down. Something's going on in our spirit, in our mind. And God tells us to lay aside every weight and every sin that easily besets us, that causes us not to obey and causes us not to move when God says move. So it's time for us to start paying close attention to the word being preached and take it in and apply it to our lives. Lest we forget. We forget what we just heard, what the word of God says in James about let us not be just hearers of the word, but doers also.
And amen.
Also when we look in the mirror, okay, and we see what type of man or what type of person we are, but then we turn away and we forget all about what we just saw. And when we read the word of God, when the word of God comes to us, we cannot let it slip, glory to God. But we got to apply it to our lives. And I always remember the apostle always says, we got to get the grace, you know, to do. But when the word comes, that is the grace, glory to God.
Amen.
The word is powerful and sharp. And it gives us that power to move and obey and do what God is telling us to do. Now we see, we must know that we cannot come to God any kind of way. You know, we see how the children of Israel allowed the flesh to prevent them from receiving all that God had in store for them. We will see what we can do to prevent that from happening in our lives. That's just a little background to remind us what the Word of God says and to let us get ready for our lesson on consecration. I told you we're going somewhere. So, who here, I'm asking some questions. We're in Bible study. All right, we're in this conference called Sanctuary. And I'm asking for the spiritual hands to go up. Who here in this conference called Sanctuary, who has ever been on a consecration before? Anybody?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And now, who in this conference called Sanctuary has never been on a consecration before? Okay. There's no answers. All right. So since it sounds like everybody's been on it, I want somebody to tell me, what does consecration mean?
Amen. Consecration in the whole means being towards God. We cannot be halfway into God. We cannot be halfway into our own world. We need to give ourselves, like, full out to God. Our entire self to Him. Everything we do, it must be from the heart. It must be meaningful to us.
Okay. All right, that's good. Anybody else know what consecration means?
Solemn dedication, set apart. And you're being set apart unto something, I would say, set apart unto the gospel, set apart unto God, the purpose that He has called us to, and being faithful to that.
Amen, amen. Now, okay, we here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church has been called to a consecration, which is the topic of our lesson today, tonight. So, let me ask another question. How many of us consecrated unto the Lord since He commanded us to do it about 2 weeks ago? And I want verbal answers.
Apostle half.
Amen. Anybody else?
No.
All right. So, Father God, get a mama, my father, get a mama, my see God. God. I pray now and I come against every problem that we have brought into our lives through our association with the spirit of the snare to be canceled now in the name of Jesus. I break the covenant and the curses of the spirit of the snail over our lives in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of the snail over our lives be nullified in the name of Jesus by the blood of Jesus. I hold the blood of Jesus against the tortoise and the snail anointing. I rebuke and bind the spirit of procrastination and cast it out and command it to go into dry places. I command forward movement in God, a spirit of obedience to the voice and the counsel of God by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Clap your
amen.
Hands. Give God some glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Movement. Glory to God.
Glory
and obedience to his command. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God for that prayer. Hallelujah. I give God all the praise, honor, and the glory. Hallelujah. So I ask, what is consecration? And we got some good responses. Glory to God. From Sister Mandea and also Apostle Asia Heard. Glory to God. Consecration, to make or declare sacred. Sacred meaning dedicated to God for a purpose. To make or declare sacred by certain ceremonies or rites, like when you get ordained. To set apart, dedicate, set aside for a particular purpose. When you dedicate something, you put it aside for that use. Or devote, to give over to the service or worship of God. That's what consecration means. We will look into a biblical perspective, the outline of how to be consecrated. We will take a look at the purpose of consecration and what it does. And we will see what it prepares us for. Let us go into our scripture text, which is Exodus 29. We're going to go to Exodus 29, and we're going to start reading from the first verse. And we're going to read just a few scriptures here, so if somebody can begin reading from the first verse.
Exodus 29, first verse, amen. And this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them, to hallow them, to minister unto me into the priest in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish.
Keep reading, keep reading.
And unleavened bread and cakes unleavened, tempered with oil, and wafer unleavened, anointed with oil, of wheaten flour shalt thou make them. And thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his sons thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregations, and shalt wash them with water. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the mitre upon his head, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then thou shalt take the anointing oil and pour it upon his head and anoint him. And thou shalt bring his sons and put coats upon them. And thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual status. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregations. And Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock. And thou shalt kill the bullock before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And thou shalt take of the blood of the bullocks and put it upon the horns of the altar with thy finger. And pour all the blood besides the bottom of the altar. And thou shalt take all the fat and cover it, the inwards and the caul that is above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung shalt thou burn with fire without the camp. It is a sin of offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aaron and his son shall put their hands upon the head of the ram. And thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take his blood, and sprinkle it around about upon the altar. And thou shalt cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him and his legs, and put them onto his pieces and onto his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head and the ram, of the ram. Then shalt thou kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the great toe of their right foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointed oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon the garments of his sons, with him, and he shall be hallowed with his garments, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Also thou shalt take of the ram that fat, and the rump, and the fat and that covered the inward, and that caul above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration.
Amen, amen. Now this particular scripture here is talking about the dedication, all right, the consecration of Aaron and his sons into the priesthood. Now, some people might say, okay, why are you going into the Old Testament? We are in the new covenant, a new agreement with the Lord. Well, we must understand God told us to eat the roll. Ezekiel 3:1 states, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat thou that findest, eat this roll, and go and speak unto the house of Israel. And the third verse he said, and he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with the roll, and I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. We got to understand that we must eat the word of God. The word never Amen. Tells us to read just the New Testament, but the entire Bible, all 66 books. The Old Testament is a foreshadow of the things to come. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The New Testament is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. So the entire Bible is for our admonishment and our learning. So we will correlate the scriptures together, the Old and the New Testament, and we will bring it all together with talking about consecration. For we know that God's word is nourishment for our bodies. Amen?
So amen.
We're talking about the dedication, the consecration of Aaron and his sons into the priesthood. So, you know, the first correlation we're going to make here is dealing with the priesthood, which has been transferred to us through Jesus Christ, who is the great high priest. Somebody turn to Hebrews 4:14. We're talking about consecration. Hebrews 4:14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Here it is. It talks about him being the high priest. And then if we look at 1 Peter, okay, let's take a look at 1 Peter 5:9, I believe. It says, hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second. 2:9. Yes, 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So that's the correlation from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Okay, Aaron and his sons were being consecrated, set apart. And here it is.
What was he called?
Because of Christ, who is the high priest.
Nicole?
Okay? Because of Christ, who is the high priest. All right, whoever's talking in the background, mute your phone, please.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. It says, because of Christ, who is the high priest, and we are considered the royal priesthood, okay? We are part of the priesthood.
Amen.
So we are looking at the consecration, how they were set apart for the working of the ministry. All right? So who knows what is the priest for? Can anybody tell me? Other than apostle, praise God.
The priest goes to God on the behalf of the people.
Amen. Amen. A priest acts as a mediator between the people and God. They also teach on how to worship God. Is it the way they perform and they minister? It reflects and it shows the people how to minister and worship God. Okay? The priests, they are the people's representation of God. They're an example, in other words, okay? So we, as priests, we lead people to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
As we begin to read our scripture text, what the first couple of things you see in the first couple of verses in our scripture text, as we was reading about the consecration and how it all begins, we're going to look at the consecration outline. All right, well, the first couple of things that we see is that there's another word here in this scripture, which is in the first verse, it says hallow. Hallow is another word that they use to consecration. It is to render sacred. It's to consecrate. So we can see here that they was hallowed, they were set apart, okay? And not only that, the next thing that you see, that what they were set, what were they set apart for? It says, hallowed them to minister unto me in the priest's office. The priest's responsibility was to minister unto God first, okay? That's some of the things that you see. And then as you go through the consecration here, as they were pulling, you know, putting them apart, it talks about the offering, the unleavened bread, the cake. That is what was called the meat offering, all right, which meat represents food. And that type of offering was offered up as a thanksgiving. So when you come to God, the first thing when you're set apart, you got to know that you're set apart for God. And then we have to know what we do. When we come into God's presence, we come with thanksgiving, with praise, we're grateful to the Lord. We lift him up. We give him glory. We're set apart for him and him alone. Okay? And then when they brought the priest to the door, the next thing they did, they brought him to the door of the sanctuary, but they didn't go in. Why? Because they had to be washed by the water. They had to be purified. And if you look in Ephesians 5 real quick, I'm going to move along quickly. There's a lot of scriptures, a lot here, but I'm going to try to condense it down. Ephesians 5, 26 and 27. It says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. See, this is what consecration is all about. We cannot come to God any kind of way. There is a standard, there's a structure and how to present ourselves unto God. And that was one of the problems of Israel. They couldn't keep themselves separated unto God. They intermingled. They got caught up into the things of the world and to the other nations, which caused them to be separated from God. So they had to be washed with the water, purification, before they even entered into the sanctuary. So we got to recognize that. All right? And then it says, the priest's garment, and this is another thing too, in Christendom, where we get stumbled a lot. We as people of God, we get caught up and stumbled when it comes to our clothes. But look at the priest here. The garments were intricate. It was picked, it was selected, you know, it was precise. It was picked out. You saw God had a garment that you must put on. We have to learn how to dress ourselves in the presence of God. We cannot come to God any kind of way. And that's one of the things, like I said, stumbles a lot of Christians. They just refuse to change their dress. You know, that's why, because that this particular garb that they had set them apart from the rest of the congregation. And that's what our dress does. It sets us apart from the world so they can see that we belong to God. Our garments even have to represent Christ. And then when it goes on, it talks about the oil. And we know that the oil is that anointing. Apostle, what was that prophet? Was it Samuel that went to anoint David?
Amen.
Samuel, when he went to anoint David, you notice that the oil didn't pour out on nobody else. Glory to God. That oil, it has to be poured out upon us, but it's not going to pour on flesh. that oil is not going to drip on us any kind of way. And that oil is essential to be poured out upon us. And then it goes on, it talks about the bullock, how they had to put their hands on the bullock. And that represents repentance. We have to come and lay everything before God. We have to repent. We have to allow the searchlight of the word to search us on the inside. Because it even talks about, you know, we don't have time. It even goes into the different parts of the bull and carrying on and how they took it. And they took the insides of the bull and put it on the altar and burnt it by fire. Our insides have to be purged. We cannot come to God. It says if you have aught with your brethren, it says to leave your gift at the altar and go to them and get it right. We must make sure we got to repent. Our hands must be clean. And then it goes on. Talks about, like I said, the different parts of the animal, the ram. The ram itself, the inside, when it was laid on the altar. Because after you repent and after you purge yourself from the inside, we lay ourselves on the altar. Romans 12 and 1 talks about it. First, I want to go to Romans 8 and 13 real quick. Yeah.
May I use it a minute? Okay, now. Everything.
Romans 8 and 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. We have to realize that there is parts that we must take care of. And that's part of the repentance of the bull. We have to pour everything out before God. We must mortify the deeds of the flesh, the things that we're struggling with, the things that we're having a problem with, that we don't have no faith. We're walking in doubt. You know, we have that spirit. We're argumentative. We're fighting with one another. We don't know how to treat each other. Those things have to be mortified. And then Romans 12 and 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, this is reasonable. This is something that, you know, it has to be done. And when the ram, all of the insides, when it was put onto the altar, that's when we lay ourselves on the altar, when we are consecrated to God, that we are no longer alive, but the spirit man is in control. This is what consecration is all about, being set apart for God, for his use and his use alone. But there is a way that we must do it. All right, the scripture, it talks about because I'm going to bring it to a close now. It talks about us going before God, laying before him until righteousness is rained upon us. And I don't see that scripture right now. I'm not going to worry about it. So in my conclusion, as we saw in Exodus 29, we cannot come before God any kind of way. That there is a standard that God requires from his people. In order to present ourselves before him, we must be holy as he is holy. God has commissioned us here in Cornerstone Deliverance Church to consecrate ourselves. For he is about to do wonders among us. And we must be ready to receive it and to be about our Father's business. We cannot do what we like the children of Israel. Everything is written for our admonishment. And we don't want to forfeit the blessings of God, what he has in store for us. So I'm going to close out with Joshua 3 and 5. Joshua 3 and 5. Joshua 3 and 5. Give me 1 second. 3 and 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. God is calling us to a consecration. One of the things that I wanted to point out real quick is, in order for us to do this, we have to fast.
Amen.
That's how we achieve us getting our mindset together and crucifying the flesh. Apostle, do I have time to go on to?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So I want to take a look at this real quick. I didn't want to leave this out. One of the things that, you know, the children of Israel, they had a problem with is with their mind. You know, the inner man, the flesh was alive. So we have to learn that we have to change our mindset. It must be renewed. Constantly change, being brought more and more in line with God's own viewpoint. Because a lot of times we lean to our own understanding, what we think and what we feel and what we want to do. But we have to allow the new man to take control, to assume a new nature. Our character has to be changed. And in order for us to do that, we're going to turn to Matthew 17, 20 and 21. Matthew 17. 20 and 21. Can somebody read that?
And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting.
Amen.
Amen.
And in Mark 9 and 29, Mark 9 and 29, and he said unto them, this kind come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. This is how we are able to transform our mind and to consecrate unto the Lord. The apostles were not able to operate in the spirit because of the flesh. We're going to go back to Romans 8, 7 and 8. Romans 8, 7 and 8. And it reads, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We have to be able to transform our mind. We cannot walk after the flesh. Otherwise, we will fulfill the lust of the flesh. But we have to walk after the Spirit. Now we're going to take a look at an example, which is in Acts 10, 9 through 16. We're talking about consecration, being set apart for the master's use. Acts 9.
You said Acts 10, 9 to 16?
Acts 10, I'm sorry. Acts 10, 9 through 16. And it reads,
Amen.
On the morrow, as they went on their journey, and drew nigh unto the city, Paul went up unto the house
Peter.
To pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descended unto him as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all the manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, No, Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have neither eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again, the second time, What God has cleansed, that callest not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, this was a vision that Peter had. But Peter, this was his prayer time. You see, and you see how it said that it came to the point where he was even hungry. So obviously he was fasting as well. And during that time, he fell into a trance. God was able to talk with Peter and give him instructions. He was able to deal with him.
Amen.
This is how this is why we need to consecrate and get before the Lord. Because he will be able to deal with us. And we'll be able to crucify this flesh and bring it under subjection so we can present ourselves before the Lord.
Amen.
This is what fasting does. Isaiah 58, 6 through 9. And a lot of us during this time, we have a problem fasting. The body of Christ. People always ask the question, well, can I eat this? Can I drink that? You know, what time of the day? When can I eat? How many hours are we going? You mean we're going to do nothing? Can I drink water? Can I drink juice? Can I eat a piece of bread? You know, this is what the churches, a lot of the saints are going through now. They don't know how to fast. They say, well, I fast for 2 hours. That's really not fasting.
Come on and teach, woman of God.
We got to be able, the things that we're going through, especially with the flesh is not playing with us. The flesh is enmity. That means it's an enemy of God. And it don't want to leave us. It don't want to let us go.
Amen.
But we can get to the place where the flesh is crucified. It has no power. But
how can
that happen? It only can happen through prayer and fasting. And it ain't going to happen with 2 hours. Isaiah 58, 6 through 9. Somebody read that.
Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou covest him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go forth before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here am I. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speak in vanity.
There you go. That's what fasting do, real fasting. It breaks the yoke. It causes us, as it says here, give me one second. Then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thy help shall spring forth speedily. It's going to destroy the things that hold us bound and captive. We must be able to fast and turn to God. And Jesus was our perfect example. Every time you turned around, he was somewhere praying.
Amen.
You know, when he finished doing what he was doing, he got up and he went up into the mountain. And sometimes the disciples didn't see him until the next morning.
Holy,
was praying and he was fasting. How do you think Christ was able to go through what he went through? That wasn't no small thing that he had to deal with. Going on that cross, could you imagine? Nails in your hands and in your feet?
My God.
So how much more us? We must do the same thing. We must fast and pray, and that's what God is calling us to. Now, some of the rules. I just want to read one other scripture. Give me that. That is Hosea. Hosea 10 and 12. Hosea 10 and 12, read. Sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your foul ground. For it is high time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. God is calling us to consecration because there are things that he wants to pour out. But he will not pour it out on flesh. He cannot pour it out over sin.
Amen.
We must come before God and do this consecration that God is calling us to. Now, some of the rules of fasting. We must repent and clear up all offenses. You know that you have ought with somebody. You are to get it right. You cannot fast over that. Because if you do, it's only going to make that demon or that situation stronger. You cannot fast over that. All right? And then set a time. Set how you will fast. 3 days, 4 days. Water, no water. Fast. As the apostles say, dry. Okay? Nothing at all. Set what you are going to do on that fast. And how long. And pray for God's grace. Suspend all activities such as social media, cell phone, TV, radio, etc., etc., etc. Running here, running there, going here, going there. Suspend all of that. Make sure the atmosphere surrounding where you're going to pray, where you are at, is clean and in order. Anoint yourself all over. Set your time to pray and to read the word. And not only that, make yourself a list of what you want God to do, what you need done, and bring that with you in your prayer time. Now, be prepared for opposition, especially for those of you that are not used to fasting. Be prepared that somebody's going to come from out of nowhere and decide they want to take you out to dinner. All of a sudden, on your job, they want to take you to lunch. They want to treat you. Not only that, I remember one time I was fasting. I was sitting at my computer, and all of a sudden I smelt this hamburger. The devil will come whatever way to try to stop you from turning your plate down. You'll get a headache, especially those of you that are not used to fasting. Your head, because your body is going through an adjustment. And it's going through a purging. So you're going to feel headaches, pain. The enemy is going to attack you. Be ready also to see yourself. Because that's what fasting is all about. To break the yoke. To destroy the things that is not right in the sight of God. We're going to have to face it and deal with it. Just like it says in James. When you look at yourself in the mirror. And see what manner of man you are.
My God.
The mirror, which is the word of God, is going to reflect and show you. You're going to have to deal with it. You can't sweep it under the rug. Like Isaiah said, under the clock. You know, all that stuff, we just push it to the side and think it's all going to go away. We got to get rid of all of that. So be prepared to face and face what God is going to show you about you. And be obedient to the voice of God. So in my conclusion, as I said before, we, as we have seen in our trip to text, Exodus 29:1-22, we cannot come before God any kind of way. And that's why God called the consecration. A lot of us are struggling with a lot of things. God has been telling us to do things, but we can't do it. Why? Because we don't have the strength and the grace. But we got to, that's why he's calling us to the consecration. That's why he's bidding us. Not only that, but he wants to prepare us. He's about to pour out a great thing in Cornerstone Deliverance Church. There's wonders that are about to be performed. God is going to use us for the souls that are coming in. They're going to see the true power of God.
Holy
not that it's not already working, but it's going to be magnified. We're going to see, like the apostles, when the shadows, when they walk, their shadows heal. God wants to pour it out on us like that. He wants to bring us to a place where we see the glory of God, where he opened up vision, take us to the third heaven, and show us things that we've never seen before.
Hallelujah.
This is what God wants to do for us in Cornerstone Deliverance Church. That's why he called the consecration. So we thank God for the word that has gone on. This lesson. And I pray. Well, I know that you got something out of it. Hallelujah. Because the word
is
sharp. Hallelujah. And it won't return into us void, but it will accomplish exactly what God sent it out to do. So I turn it over into the hands of Apostle Asher Hurd.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, let's take a moment to bless God. Hallelujah. For in this word tonight came forth a provision. A provision for you to be hallowed. A provision for you to be sanctified. A provision for you to consecrate yourself unto the Lord. A provision for you to fast and not complain and murmur. A provision, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name that you can seek him and find him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Receive the provision from the word of God. Let your faith be activated. Let your faith be increased that you know that you can obtain what it is that God has called us to. And that is the consecration. Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, glory God. Hallelujah. Receive it on tonight. That this thing may be impossible with you, but now that God has given you the instruction in righteousness and his word, it is obtainable. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. Oh, chando bo sanda. Oh, chaba ba 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 siya. Hallelujah. He has given us the grace to crucify the flesh. To transform the mind. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. Hallelujah. To come up out of the grave clothes. Shando bosa. Those things that you wore when you were dead. Those dead mundane ways, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, shababababasa.
Jesus.
My God, my God. Receive your provision tonight through the word of God. Tonight God is striving with you. My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's struggling with you tonight. He's pulling on your heart tonight. Hallelujah. He's calling you to a place, a higher place in him, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, the word of God said tonight that faith without works is dead. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, shabba, ba, 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 sa.
Thank
oh,
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. May the provision in the word of God, hallelujah, Jesus, may it bless you and add no sorrow. My God, my God. Hallelujah. I was truly blessed through the revelation, the revelatory knowledge, and the word of God that came to us plain tonight. Hallelujah. It was plain. God made it plain. A baby could understand it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But now, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond to God to prepare to walk in consecrating yourself? We have a date set in which we will consecrate, hallelujah, corporately, but you ought to start preparing yourself, giving, because you can't just jump into this thing, giving yourself over to the word more, preparing yourself, changing your diet, amen, eating less, eating live foods and, you know, drinking more water to be able to, hallelujah, my God, hydrate your body. Because, listen, we're about to fast. Hallelujah. We're about to consecrate ourselves unto the Lord. It's time for you to prepare yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't just cut it off. Begin to slack down now. Hallelujah, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
That is not a shock to the body. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to have to give up some things in this fast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
Amen.
And if the clothes that you're wearing are not appropriate, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a time I had two dresses and three shirts. Hallelujah. And I washed them and put them on and washed them and put them on and washed them and put them on because that was pleasing unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We can't keep making excuses why we can't and why we don't and why we won't. Hallelujah. Because like the woman of God said, he said, I will not strive with man always. And that he cut Israel off and everybody 20 and older died in the wilderness except a few. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't die in your wilderness experience. Your wilderness experience wasn't meant for you to stay there, but for you to journey through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we want to hear what it is that the Holy Spirit spoke through you. And then before we close out, we'll have the altar call. Amen. And the prayer out. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to start tonight, amen, with Evangelist Marlena Purcell. What did the Holy Spirit minister to your heart tonight? Amen. Concerning the revelatory knowledge that came forth in the service.
I'm not going to share tonight. I'm not feeling well. I keep calling.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray your provision of healing and wholeness, oh God. And we believe in your word that as you said, this consecration is to loose the bands of wickedness and illnesses. Amen. That the light and the glory of God may come forth. Amen. Hallelujah. In this consecration, it's going to deal with sickness. It's going to deal with lack. It's going to deal with finality. Hallelujah. My God. Amen. We want the promise of God to come forth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Dr. Flood. Amen. Hallelujah. What did God give you through this lesson tonight?
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
First of all, with consecration, she went in through the wilderness experience with the people of God, Israel, who were disobedient to God. And because of their disobedience to him and their idol worshiping in the wilderness, it caused them to be cut off. And also she went in with the priests, with the consecration of the priests and how God wanted the priests to look and how he had specific clothing and articles that were to be worn by the priests, and they each meant different things. The reason why they had to wear those different garments. Mm-hmm. Also, that's the same thing that they had the outward appearance, but God wanted us to have the inward.
Okay, amen.
Our hearts got to be circumcised to him in order to consecrate. Because if we don't have a circumcised heart to the Lord, we will not be doing it the way that he wants us to do it. So there's always a purpose and a way that the Lord wants us to carry ourselves as children of God. And, of course, we know that we are not to ever be in the flesh because the flesh does not please God at all. And, she went into the different type of offerings and like the meat offering and sin offering. Thank God for Jesus Christ that we don't have to go into all those offerings because Jesus Christ is the total package.
So Hallelujah.
Once we go and repent to him, and once we repent to him, he is that package that covers all of our sins, everything.
Amen.
And we can go boldly before the throne of grace and repent to him. And she talked about the oil, the anointing, and it has to be poured upon us. And Jesus Christ has poured that oil out to us. There's no reason why we all cannot be anointed because God is anointed and he anoints his children. So, and she was talking about you have to have clean hands. Well, you cannot work for God without clean hands, because if you come to him with dirty hands, you ain't get nowhere, and no anointing is going to come flow for you at all, because God is not going to even deal with anything that's dirty, because God has called us all, you know, to have clean hands and to work, and your conscious, even your conscious man should be understanding that you don't go come before God any kind of way. You got to humble yourself under the hands of God. And you got to go before him in a humble way because he is the creator and he is God. And his name is Jehovah Jesus. And I just thank God for this lesson of tonight, especially with the fasting and the praying and having a changed mindset. We have to have our minds stayed on Jesus. And we
Amen.
Want the same mind that was in Christ. We want that mind. And so we have to keep a mindset that this is what we want, the mind that Christ had. And she went into the rules of fasting about the repenting, setting a time. And we should all have a personal time that we go before the Lord. And, you know, that should be a regular. It should be something that we don't have to wait till we fast and pray to do. We should be doing that all the time before the Lord.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
You know, because we are people of God, we got to have a relationship with him. If you have no relationship
Amen.
With God, you cannot consecrate to him because, you know, you got to really clean yourself. He told Israel, go down and consecrate with Joshua. Go down 3 days, consecrate yourself, clean up yourself, clean up your house, clean up everything. So that this way, when you come before God, he's an excellent God. He's a clean, you know, everything is clean. We're not going to come before him any kind of way because he cannot receive us any kind of way. We ain't
That's
doing
right.
anything any kind of way.
He's Amen.
An excellent Lord. So we just
Amen.
Want to thank God for this teaching on tonight because even the things that we wear, the Holy Ghost teaches you how to dress. You know,
Amen.
Somebody can be telling you how to dress because as soon as you walk, put that thing on, and the Holy Ghost going to say to you, I don't look good. Don't put that lipstick on. Don't put that dress on. And you find yourself doing that, and you go outside, that dress gets snatched off or something happened or the lipstick starts. So we listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us because he does speak to us and tell us that's not appropriate. And if we override
Amen.
Him, if we override him, then we find ourselves in trouble. So I love this. And I, as Apostle said, I didn't know about the consecration had started already. I thought with the teaching going on that we were started, but she said to start preparing ourselves for the consecration, that we would eat lighter, and some that of us cannot consecrate the way that is 3-day fast and a full fasting. We got to find a way, like to cut down with the social media, cut down with the thing, eat clean. You know, don't
Amen.
Eat those things that we're not supposed to. Give up something because a lot of us sometimes are on medication and cannot fast that particular way. But we ask God and we go before him and say, please give us the way that you would accept, be acceptable to fast, you know. And he makes, you know, the Lord will let us know how to really do it. But we know that we're doing a modified fast or whatever for people that have to take medications and
Amen.
Things like that. And then we,
Amen.
You know, don't want to do things that God give us wisdom on how to do things, okay? And we come before him, we ask him, and he will back it up. So I just thank God
Amen.
For the woman of God and this great teaching on tonight because we need to know about fasting and praying. And certainly, you know, I'm going to start preparing myself now. I was waiting, I think, more or less for the classes and the Mondays, fasting, you know, things like that, but not to go into it. So now I know that each day I should try to prepare myself so that when we really get into it corporately, that it's going to not shock my body like the woman of God said. So I just thank
Amen.
You all tonight. And God bless each and every one of you, beloveds.
Thank you.
Amen,
beloved.
Amen.
We truly thank God for the share through Dr. Flood tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And it aligns with what was taught tonight pertaining to the Old Testament being a shadow of things to come, those sacrifices Jesus did fulfill. Amen. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
That those of you that are on medications, amen, Hallelujah. We're not telling you to stop taking your medication during
Amen.
The fast or how it was prescribed
yes.
for you to take
yes,
it.
Yes.
Amen. Unless the Holy Spirit is leading you to do so. There was
yes.
times when the Holy Spirit led me in a certain way, and I stepped
yes.
out on faith and obeyed him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
When he's leading you, he gives you a provision and the sustenance. Amen. And for some of you, he's going to be bringing you off of that medication in this consultation. Amen.
Ooh,
the reason why
man.
I say that,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, is because medication can be a demon too. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of these prescriptions and medications. And watch and see what God does. Amen. And how he free you up from these habitual things. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because
yes.
God does a work, he does a complete work. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And those of you that don't need to lose any weight, my God, don't worry about it. Amen. Pray the way Daniel and them pray. Amen. That you will not lose continence. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
So, we want to, as you're preparing, you should be preparing yourself in the Word, in your own private study as well, that you can know what God's view is, what is his mindset, what is the mind of God toward consecrating yourself, sanctifying, amen, through the water of the washing of the Word, through the Spirit, through the bloodshed
yes.
of Jesus.
Yes.
What is it?
Amen.
What is God saying? So we're going to be teaching on it, but you should also study the Word, excavate the Word, dig it up, dig in it, amen,
amen.
And find out what it is that God is saying, amen, that it can prepare your mind, body, soul, and spirit for what's to come past the flood, amen, past the Joseph flood. Are you sharing tonight?
Hold on. You just hold on 1 minute, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He said he's not going to share tonight.
To God be the glory.
Step out.
Amen.
He stepped out for a minute.
Bless the man to God. Brother Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, how you doing?
Bless you.
I just want to say, first of all, I really received knowledge on fasting from the lady that led from some. Well, I got on conference, which I'm glad I got here when I did to learn about fasting. But the key on that is I didn't know that, you know, when the doctor tells you to fast so they can do blood work, same principle apply with Jesus on going in your blood. Clean you
Amen.
Up. And, you know, I didn't know really that that could be done to clean up your life, to get
All
you where
right,
you need
yeah.
to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I also liked, well, I've heard before, and it was stressed tonight, on how if you have the faith of a mustard seed and stay on course for him and don't let things sidetrack you, such as social media, or not putting anything down, but staying on social media too long, or overabundance of things, which then can lead to feeding your flesh more so than the soul that Christ has for you. So that's what I took from tonight on how to fast through prayer. How when I guess I'll hear more as we come to Bible study. On just, you know, hey, I'm going to shut this down. I'm not going to do this for X number of days. I got a set time. If it's 3 hours, I'm not going to do this then third to get this
Amen.
Demon off me so I can move forward. And that's what you have to do.
Amen.
But we also, and close, I'm going to say, we got to want change. When you want change, then he can work through you. Not saying God going to give up on us, but if you believe in him, we all shall not perish. But that's all I have to say for tonight, on what I learned.
Amen. We thank God for the share through Brother Golden. Amen. And hallelujah, Jesus. And you have to want change. You have
Amen.
To want it. You don't want God to bring you to your knees. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's telling us the transformation, amen, is a part of, especially the transformed mind, the transformed heart. He has already changed your spirit, amen. But now we have to deal with the soulless issues and the mind and those quirky things, the flesh. Amen. That right. stuff has to be crucified. We have to die to it. Amen. It must be a crucifixion, and we have to identify with the crucifixion of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That it is done properly. Amen. And we want to press past it, the hour. Amen. We want, hallelujah, 3-day dry fast. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be able to do, after the dry fast, jump into a 21-day fast, because now you done tempered your body for this fasting. Amen. And that fasting is truly going to be you feeding your spirit. You're not going to feed the flesh. When you don't feed the flesh is going to die. Whatever you're feeding is going to live. Amen. And so this is the time for us to take personal inventory, really. Amen. God is not speaking to us about consecration for you to look at your sister, your brother, your mother, your sisters and brothers in Christ. Look at yourself. There's something in you that needs to die. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, look at yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is speaking to you tonight. Amen.
Amen.
So it's something that you need to do, something that needs to die in you, your flesh that needs to be crucified, amen? And you can read Galatians 5, amen, concerning the works of the flesh. If any of these things are working in you, rage, amen, lack of self-control, amen, adultery, fornication, and that's not just physically, we talking about spiritually, what is in place of God. You know,
amen.
And so we want you to elevate your mind and go higher. Sedations and lasciviousness, amen. Lust,
amen.
The Word of God spoke about the lust of the eye, the pride of life. What are you coveting, amen? That is not yours, huh? Hallelujah. That belongs to your neighbor. Coveting is lust. And the lust of the eye, you're watching it and you want it. Amen. So God is speaking tonight. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we got to be mindful. Hallelujah. We have to do inventory and be truthful with ourselves concerning where we stand and what type of work we need for God to do in our heart. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Minister Deborah Howell, are you sharing tonight?
Amen. I thank God for this lesson tonight and for the woman of God who brought it. She surely did consecrate herself, set herself aside apart to bring forth this powerful word. Just a few things that really spoke to me. When she started out, she said, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and that was in 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not in the Father, but is in the world, but is of the world. And so with that, I got out of it that we are in the world. We are not of the world, but we are in the world as well. And God is telling us these are the things that we have to contend against because it's in the world with us, and that these powerful weapons of warfare, prayer, and fasting is going to bring about that change. It can be separated.
Amen.
If you think about the egg, the shell, within the shell, the yolk is in there, okay, and it can be separated. It can be separated. And so as we are in the world, we also can be separated. We're both in the world, but these things can be separated. But we have to use these powerful weapons of warfare, which is our Bible, because that's where we get the instructions and the guidance to do the things. If you was to get into a car and for the first time, you don't know which side to drive on because you didn't read the manual. So God left behind the manual for us to read so we can be on the right side, okay, and we can get to our destination safely. Also, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, okay? We cannot we cannot say that we don't love all the things of the world, but we have to love God more. Because we can't say we don't love music, because music is also a worship, a way of worshiping God. But it's which music do we listen to? So that's the difference. You can't just do everything that you want to do. Okay,
amen.
God has left us these guidelines, even down to the woman of God saying the priest how he ought to how he ought to dress, and she went into how the priest had to dress with the mitre. The mitre is the headdress, and ephod is that's like the jacket, the clothing. And so yes, I agree with her that there is a certain way that we are supposed to dress. The Bible says it's supposed to be modest. So if you read this weapon of warfare called the Bible, it'll teach you what am I supposed to wear and how I'm supposed to wear it. Like she said, that lipstick.
Amen.
You know, when you look
Amen.
At yourself, oh, no, that doesn't look like, you know, you belong to, you dress like who you belong to.
Amen.
You dress like
Amen.
Who you belong to.
Amen.
That is your father. You dress like you represent your father.
Amen.
The question is, you have to ask yourself, who is my father? Because you're going to represent who you put in more, like the apostle said, who you feed more, that's what you're going to, that's going to come out more. Even you could come to church, and then if you on the side and you're going out and social media and all that and you're cursing, it's going to come out because you're feeding that. You're just going to church and it's just a cover of a Band-Aid. When you need sutures, you need to stay in the Word and
Amen.
You need to, you know, be bathed. Also, when she said Ephesians 5 and 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. And so what that says is you're not reading the Word, you're a filthy Christian. Because for you to be cleansed like water, you have to read your Word. So if you're not reading
Amen.
It, then you're not cleansed. And so she brought about a lot of insight, a lot of knowledge as to how we are to fast. And Dr. Flood came in and she said, well, there is different ways, because at one time when I had different toys, so you can set aside a time, as long as you set aside a time for God, because when I was working in corrections on the wheel, I had different toys. So I wasn't able to fast at the same time. But as long as you allot that time to God,
mm-hmm.
in other words, I worked 11 to 7 at night, and next week I was working 7 to 3. So I had to shift my time to spend with God. And that's what God wants to see, that sacrifice, that you are choosing Him
Amen.
Over the natural. You're choosing
Amen.
God, the spiritual, over the natural. And
yeah,
so God is looking for that. He's looking for, you know, I understand some of them can't because of you know, their conditions or whatever. But I'm going to make a way if they make a reach for me. If they step to me, if they come to me saying, Lord, I want you, I'm going to provide for them. And like the apostle said, then you might not need that medication anymore. But God is looking for your heart. He's looking to see where you is emotionally in your heart, or what you're doing it for. Because this is not a diet to lose weight. It's not
Amen.
A diet. Fasting is not a diet to lose weight. It's for a gaining of the spiritual. Because God has something to do through you. And like the woman of God said, you have to be clean. That vessel has to be cleaned out. It has to
yes,
be purged.
Yes,
yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. Yes, it's going to burn, you know, because that flesh just don't want to give up its right. The flesh got right. The flesh is going to say, uh-uh. No, I'm used to partying all night. What is this? So if we can party all night, surely we can pray all night. Surely
Amen.
We can fast for a couple of days.
Amen.
So we have to let that flesh know who's in control, but we can't do it on our own might. That's why we have to go to God to be
Amen.
Strengthened. And he's telling us
open up this weapon of warfare, the Bible that you have on your coffee tables or wherever with doilies and all of that. It's not a furniture decoration, but it's a powerful weapon of warfare. Take the safety off, cock it, and fire, meaning stay in the word. And if you don't understand the word, call someone up that's more seasoned in the word to help you.
Amen.
Listen to Bible study. Go to church. Because these little things that we take for granted, the reading of the word, which we don't do, God is saying that's where you're missing the mark. Because everything that you need for this life is in this book.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for that share through the minister. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God, I see that God is truly speaking to your heart. Amen. Concerning his fasting and praying, and that y'all have revelatory knowledge that y'all did receive. And remember, faith without works is dead. Amen. So if you hear it and you got something, but if you don't respond to it, if you do not obey it, amen, hallelujah, then it's dead. That means you allowed it to slip away. Amen. As the woman of God spoke in the word today, don't allow the revelatory knowledge that you received tonight to slip away. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to share that corporate fasting, when we corporate fast, you're not fasting any way you want. Amen. We're in tuned. We're all doing the same thing. Amen. With corporate fasting. When you
Amen.
Declare fast on your own, that's different. Amen. Hallelujah. That's whatever it is that you agree to with God. But in corporate fasting, we're going to do our best to stick with what we're all doing. And I just
Amen.
Wanted to say that those of you that are married, you cannot declare fast on your own. You have a
Amen.
Husband or wife. The word of God said that you must be in agreement. You don't go
Amen.
To that man or woman and say, well, the shepherd of the church called to fast, and I'm fasting, and they have to adhere to it. This is the time to prepare, that they can prepare. Because during fasting, husbands and wives are not being intimate during fasting. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a
Amen.
Consecration unto God. So you're not fulfilling your fleshly pleasures, amen, with one another. You're abstaining, amen, during the fast. And so they both have to be in agreement. And then the word of God says when the fast is over, come back together quickly that none of you will fall. So those of you that are married, you have to make sure that you are clear with your marital partner, with your spouse. Amen. They should know about this fast and be in agreement. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight?
Hello?
Yes, woman of God.
Oh. I'm actually sharing. I did get the word was really good. Praise God. My whole thing was I enjoyed the fact of being purged and fasting and pretty much going in front of God with a pure heart, you know, a clean soul, and whatever's in there that's not of God, when he's breaking your flesh, he will reveal to you the things that he's working on. And I really got that part where forgiveness, that's my big thing, forgiveness and, you know, being able to go in front of him and, you know, repent for sins, removing all of the sins out of my life, and just having a forgiving heart, not worried about, you know, the flesh part, but worried about my soul. And at
Amen.
The end, only God can judge us. That's pretty much it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank God for that share. And I'm glad that she was able to identify right away
yes.
the word of God spoke to her. And the woman of God was able to identify, amen, some of her own
amen.
Shortcomings. But the word
amen.
Of God tonight is a provision for her that she can
amen.
Overcome these things. This is why we can't move in self-deception. If you're looking
no.
at everybody else and can't see you, then that's a problem. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone else will be changing and transforming, and you will be remaining the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So hallelujah. I thank God for where the woman of God came from. And I'm going to send you, Sister Latasha, those scriptures concerning forgiveness, because we have a ministry of reconciliation where if
right.
you are going before God in prayer and have an ought, so that you can read those scriptures and really get them in your spirit. Amen.
Yes.
We have a ministry of reconciliation. And so if people are being apologetic or trying to resolve issues or conflict, and we say that we in Christ and we can't
yes.
receive it, something
right.
wrong, that's your flesh. Amen.
Yes.
You gotta get access. You gotta die to that.
Yes.
So we thank
Amen.
God for that tonight. Sister Manday, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, a little, very short.
Amen.
I learned so much from Sister Frances with explanation of consecration. The little we know is still not enough to know what she has taught us, what we learn, what we're learning. In consecration and the fasting we're preparing for, we should give our whole heart. We must yield to God because He is the
Amen.
One we're going to serve. We're yielding to Him. In Timothy 2:26, it says, God desired to heal us, to set us free. But since this requires an entire transformation, a renewing of our whole nature, we must heal ourselves wholly to Him. And we cannot go to God under a deceiving way, put our eyes and hearts onto others. We must be clean. We have to surrender. We have to purify ourselves, our body. And this is what brought us forth for fasting in a certain way. And as you say, we got to do inventory. Inventory is not only we're going to do it as we can see it. It has to be from the head to the toe. Everything that is expired, everything that is evil, everything that we dislike, everything that we like, we have to give up. It's a lot to purify our body and soul towards consecration. And this is how we can go sit in the throne. We cannot walk the stairs to the throne without purifying ourselves, our body, our soul. And I'll give you a little short brief. When I was supposed to get a car for my daughter, Mandy, she wanted a brand new car. And I said to her, I said, I cannot afford a brand new car. That's like 3 years ago. So we went to the dealership. But before we go to the second dealership, the first one we went to, it was very expensive. And she said, I don't want a car, I want a Jeep. I said, I cannot afford a Jeep. She said, Mom, I want a Jeep. I said, okay, you're going to have to wait a little more. And we came home, and I said, we're going on fasting. And we went on 40 days fasting from 7 in the morning to 7 in the night.
Amen.
And we fast, and I was working my hell out, not drinking a sip of water, anything. And the Friday morning, I was off Friday, and I woke her up, and I said, are you off today from work? She said, yes. I said, okay, let's go to the dealership in Long Island City. And she said, why you choose today? I said, let us go. I'm coming back to get to work for 3 o'clock. And we went to the dealership in Long Island City, and the little that I had was $5,600-something. I got a brand-new Jeep, paid down on it, came home with that Jeep and everything.
Amen.
And it was like Saturday, I was breaking the fast, and I came right over to my brother's house, and I was so excited, and I called my mom out. I said, I finally got it, and tomorrow my fasting ending. So this is, I believe in this fasting. I believe in it.
Amen.
And wholeheartedly, you cleanse your body, your soul, your mind. You make your wish, as Apostle you said, Sister Frances, you said, you're fasting with a wish of your desire. And also you're cleansing your body, you're cleansing your eyes, your heart. You know, you're not looking on what another person has, your desires.
Amen.
I need this. I'm going towards this. And He gives it to you.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
Yeah, and I learned so much into it tonight that the little I know and I try with, I did learn a lot more. And thank you, Sister Frances. Thank you, Apostle.
God be the glory.
Amen. And, beloved, the Bible study is recorded. So once it is released, amen, take out time to slow walk it, write down the scriptures, let the Spirit, amen, the Spirit of God through the woman of God speak to your heart, amen, hallelujah, and learn the right way, amen, that we are to do things, consecrate ourselves. Sister Ebony Vance, are you on? Are you sharing?
Yes, God bless everyone on the line.
Thank you.
No, I'm not going to share tonight, but I do want to say I'm just so thankful. There was so much that was said. I would be on the phone all night. I was blessed by everything that by the Word of God that Sister Frances shared. A lot of what she said, you know, it hit home for me.
Thank God.
You know, really took it. Yes, I really took it to heart, and I know the importance of fasting and consecration, and I just I thank God for that word. It was a very rich teaching, and I thank God for it. God bless everyone.
Thank you. God bless you, woman of God, and we welcome you to continue to join us, amen, in prayer service, Bible study service, amen, even worship service as the Holy Spirit leads you, woman of God, amen. We
Amen.
Welcome you
Amen.
To the services at CSDC, hallelujah. She said it was rich, hallelujah, Jesus. It's rich food, and you know rich food will clean you out. Amen. It's going to run you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so
Amen.
We thank God, hallelujah, that the word was rich tonight. You know, you Amen. Eat that rich soul food, amen, hallelujah. It can clean you out, amen, hallelujah. So we
Amen.
Thank God for this rich food tonight, my God. Amen.
Amen.
And I love how Sister Mande said, take your prayer list with you, those that you're praying for, the things that you would like to see God do. Mm-hmm. Make a list. Don't leave it to your remembrance or to chance. Amen. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Jesus. Those things that are working in your generations, down the generational line, that you know that you need to have broken. Amen. Or want to be broken. Amen.
Yes,
write these
yes.
things down. Prepare yourself. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to know what's plaguing you, look at your mother, your father, your sister, your brothers, your aunt, your grandmother, grandfather. These are the things that's coming down the line. If you want to break these things, prepare yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep these things before God. Amen. If for some reason you fall off the fast, repent and get back on it. Amen. Don't wallow in it. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to beat you up. Amen. But I believe that through these teachings that we are going to do well. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
It's a provision. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now that everyone that has shared, I don't want to leave no one out. Did everyone get a chance to share tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. What I'm going to do is Amen. I'm going to release the line. Amen. And then, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that all that the woman of God poured out tonight, that you pour back into her, my God, the sacrifice, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Replenish the woman of God. Refresh, restore, revive, renew in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Receive the refreshing of the Lord in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I would like to release the line, amen, to Sister Frances again, amen, that she can do the altar call tonight, my God, because in order to consecrate yourself, you first must come to receive him as Lord and Savior. So she'll walk you through that process. Amen. And then I'm going to ask that Sister Ebony Vance close us out in prayer. Amen. Sister Ebony, we use every gift on the line. Amen. So when you come
Amen.
To CSDC studies, you got to prepare yourself to be
Amen.
Used. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For all that's been said and done tonight, glory to God. And that's exactly what Apostle just said. You know, in order for you to consecrate yourself, you must first meet the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Glory to God. We are here to extend an altar call to you tonight. For those of you that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, in the pardon of your sins, that you don't know him as your personal Savior. We are here to extend this invitation to you tonight. You heard the word of God that went forth. It talked about coming in the presence of God to receive all that God has in store from the foundation of the earth. Wouldn't you love to experience and receive the things that God has prepared just for you? Yes, you too. You that have not accepted Christ, he has prepared for you as well. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And he said he loved the world. And you are a part of the world. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is not God's desire for anyone to perish, to leave this earth without him. And that's why he died on the cross for you. It said there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Jesus Christ wants to let you know that he loves you today, and he loves you with an everlasting love. That's why he hung on that cross and shed his blood. He loves you today. Would you love to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Have you thought about it? Have you thought about where your soul will spend eternity? What happens if Jesus Christ called your name tonight? Will you be ready to stand before him? That's what we talked about tonight, the consecration. It is to prepare us. It is to set us apart so that we can be meet for the master's use. And God wants to do the same for you. He wants you to be set apart just for his use. So if you have heard the word of God and you are ready, as in the word of God says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe, if you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, all you have to do is repeat after me tonight. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you asking you to forgive me of all my sins. I acknowledge you today as my personal Savior and ask you to cleanse me from my sins. Come into my heart and change me. Deliver me and set me free. I receive you as my Savior and thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. It is just that easy. It's just that simple. When you confess the Lord Jesus Christ and you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So he has wiped away your past. You are now a born-again Christian. You are a new creature in Christ. Now receive the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have accepted that, you prayed that prayer and accepted Christ as your personal Savior, we want you to let us know. Drop us a message. Drop us a line. Go to our website, www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, and let us know that you have prayed the sinner's prayer and accepted Jesus Christ. So we can tell you what you have to do at this point, so we can help you along in your journey. We thank you for saying that prayer, and we praise God for you tonight. So now I turn it over to Sister Ebony Vance.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we say thank you. God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. We give you glory, O God. We thank you, O God, for everything that was said on this line tonight, O God. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts on tonight, oh God. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise, oh God, for stopping by this conference, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you praise, oh God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the insight that we gained on tonight, oh God, in your word. And Lord, we thank you for the consecration, and we thank you for sanctification, oh God. Now, Lord, I pray that you will go into the heart of every person on this call, and if you find anything that should not be, God, I pray that you will take it out and strengthen us, oh God, through this consecration that's coming, God. I pray that you will grant everyone on this call the grace to go through. In the name of Jesus, for there's a great reward on the other side of this consecration. And God, we just thank you. Thank you for shedding the light on our soul, oh God. Search us, God. Search me, God. Search our heart, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Purge us as only you can, God. Purge us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you will bless Sister Francis, oh God, for delivering your word, oh God. I pray, Lord, that your angels will continue to surround her, oh God, that you will continue to protect her and keep her, oh God. Cover her with your blood, oh God. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will stay the hand of the enemy on every side. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that no weapon that's formed against your children shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for the victory that we have in you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We thank you for stopping by this call, oh God, because you didn't have to, God, but you did. And we just thank you. We thank you for your sacrifice, oh God. We thank you for your love. We don't take you for granted, oh God. We don't take your blessings for granted, God. We don't take your revelation, oh God, for granted, oh God. And we just thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise, oh God. Lord Jesus, we won't forget, oh God, when you do what you're going to do for each and every person on this call, God. We will not forget to say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will cover the homes of everyone on this call, oh God. Watch over us as we sleep tonight. And I pray, oh God, that you would do us all a favor and wake us up in the morning so that we can praise you yet another day. We can give you glory and honor just yet another day, oh God. And I just thank you, and we just love you, oh God. And I just thank you until we meet again. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen.
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 God be loved.